Hola, gang, and welcome to Nerd Life Radio for May 1st, first of the month, 2022. Can't believe that May is here already. It just goes so fast as I get older, it seems. Who out there is ready for the Mexican pizza revival at Taco Bell, which will be coming out the 19th of this month? I'll be reviewing it on the 17th and have it for you I'm not sure what day that is. I put out videos on the YouTube channel on Mondays and Thursdays, so whatever the next day of the week will be, I will have that out. So if you're not subscribed over there, youtube.com/oldnerdreviews, of course. Florida is wonderful with very few exceptions. I have this bird that sometimes keeps me awake at night. I have never heard of a nocturnal bird, or at least experienced one. Where I come from back in the Pacific Northwest, as far as I know, I've never had a nocturnal bird outside of an owl. But there's this bird that chirps all night long, about ready to go out there with a flamethrower or something. It just drives me crazy, keeps me awake. The other thing, I don't like Florida drivers. I don't. Back in Washington, I thought it was wild, but these people are freaking crazy. And the thing is, they drive with their horns too. So if you're stopped somewhere and they think you should be going, they'll honk their horn. Well, let me tell you, buddy, unless I feel safe taking off from where I'm sitting, I'm not going, because your car and your life is not at risk. So you can just keep your horn to yourself. It's not going to happen. Love the weather. It's very weird. It's very different. The weather in the Pacific Northwest is kind of mild, and it tapers off. You know, it kind of just doesn't do sudden bum rushes and then stop like it does here. Like, it'll be raining 1 minute, and then, like, you know, a couple minutes later, it'll completely stop. And it's like, that's really weird. We'll have thunderstorms here, which we didn't, you know, have on a regular basis back there, and no rain, which I think is very weird also. So I've been through three tornadoes already, which didn't, I mean, they came relatively close, but safe enough away that we didn't have to evacuate. That was very weird. But I mean, one day it'll be like pouring down rain and cloudy and crap like that. And then the next day, or even the next few minutes, the clouds will go away, the sun will come out, it'll be absolutely beautiful. It's so weird. It's the temperatures are fairly warm all the time. The humidity gets up there quite often. So quite often it's muggy. Back where I used to live, it was sweats all the time. Now it is shorts all the time. And there's sand in the house. You can't avoid it. It's just like I'm thinking of just going and getting buckets and buckets and buckets of sand and just going, you know, the heck with it. And just laying down a beach inside the house with little starfish and sand dollars and stuff and going, you know, I've got my own private beach right in the house. And now I don't have to sweep anymore because it's all sand. I don't know. You know, if you can't beat them, join them. You got to look at that glass half full thing. You know, one thing I actually miss and look back on fondly, even though it was difficult, was the trip over here. It took me like 6 days, I believe, to make it from the Pacific Northwest, one coast, clear down here to the other one. And it was hard. I was in the truck all the time. I slept in the truck, which kind of tweaked my back, and it still hasn't recovered completely from being in the truck for such a long time, so consistently. But the one thing I miss is loves truck stops. I miss visiting the truck stops, but especially loves because that's the one I consistently went to when I was looking for a place to eat or go to the bathroom or bed down for the night as I looked for loves. So I just brought that up on my Google Maps and off I went. I actually miss that. I had such a fun time eating there and just looking around at all the stuff and enjoying the stuff that the truckers usually do. And I took showers there, and it was just such a fun time. And it's funny because I can't find a close truck stop or a close Love's truck stop anywhere here in Florida. Where I live in Panama City, and I can't find any Love's truck stops to just kind of go and visit or go and get a hot dog or something like that. So yeah, I miss that. Loves, if you hear this, start putting truck stops out here, because guess what? Truckers and people who travel visit Florida and they need places to stop. So bring Loves out here, please. That would be fun. Thank you very much. I love the water all around me. I've got bayfront water. I've got bays and parks with water that I can visit within like 2 miles of me. Panama City Beach, the big beach, is like 9 miles away, which is not much considering I used to drive like 10 miles to town back where I was. So I've got water all around me. I go down to Circle K with the Sip and Save that I have, you know, the thing that you can buy monthly for like $5.99 and you get a free drink every day. I'll go down and get a coffee or a lemonade or something like that, and I'll drive a mile to the water and I'll sit at the water's edge. I'm sure you've seen the videos, the reels, the TikToks on my TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. If you haven't, visit those, check them out. I've got videos of the area, and I'm also vlogging from the Chawman channel, so youtube.com/Chawman, and I need to start doing that on a more consistent basis. I got a few things that I'm doing right now, a few things in the fire that I need to work on, but I'm going to start vlogging more consistently. I'm going to start kayaking and taking you guys and snorkeling and crabbing. And doing a lot of fun stuff, and I'll take you guys with me over on the Chawman channel. And I've told you guys about that before. So anyway, check that out. So anyway, if you live down here in Florida, let me know your pros and your cons and the things you like and the things you don't. And let's just kind of touch bases. That'd be kind of cool. And the endorsement from YouTube, my food review buddy says that he will make the trip up here eventually, and we'll do a collab together. So looking forward to that, buddy, if you're listening. All right, I'm going to let you go. I hope you've had a wonderful coffee day. Coffee is life. And blessings on all your days. Have a freaking awesome rest of your weekend, and I will see you tomorrow for a review. Talk to you later. Bye now.